Wait!
I have a Spirit Week article to proof before school starts.
I come in peace. With breakfast sandwiches? Please, can you let me explain?
Speak.
I shouldn't have read your journal, okay? I love you so much that I can't think straight sometimes, but I was wrong and I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
We were broken up when you were with Jake, so if you loved him...
I didn't.
Okay, but you said in your journal...
I think I'm in love with Jake. I wasn't. Back then, I didn't even know what love was.
Did I mention I'm sorry?
I love you so much. Sometimes I can't think straight either. That's why yesterday when I was joking about us taking the next step, I think I was actually being serious.
You think you were or you were?
I was. I definitely was.
Okay. Then let's go eat breakfast and make a plan. No quizzes though, right?
Zip it. Eli, what?
Don't look! Just go find a teacher and call 911, okay? Go. Claire, now!
Did you see anything closer, Grumpy Pig?
Katie, I'm not having a good day, okay? Cam maybe text-dumped me last night.
What do you mean, maybe?
I don't know. His message was pretty vague, but I called him like 30 times and he never answered.
Yeesh.
I don't know what happened. I mean, we had a perfect night, and now he's bailing on me? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, Cam's acted weird before. I mean, chop-sockying Zig's face in, not that the slime ball didn't deserve it.
Commentary, Katie.
Don't ask for my advice if you don't like the sidebars.
What do I do?
I don't know, forget about Cam for now. You have your National Young Musicians Orchestra audition today. Something you've been dreaming about and working towards your whole life. Just focus on that.
Okay, you're right. Music first, Cam later.
Exactly.
Why, you seen Cam today?
Not if I can help it. He's probably sitting in his bill at home working off his week-long suspension like a chump. We're gonna fight.
That seems to be the theme.
What is going on?
Into your classrooms, Vit. Vit.
Oh, bonjour, madame. I was hoping to skip first period this morning. My NYMO audition's today, and if I could squeeze in one more rehearsal, c'est possible?
Maya, you need to go see Principal Simpson. Right away.
Why?
You should go with her. Right away, please.
Okay. Whatever it is, I swear I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Girls, come on in. Please sit. This is Dr. Tara. She's been assigned to Degrassi as of this morning. I'm very sorry to have to tell you this, Maya. Campbell Saunders is dead.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It appears that he committed suicide in the greenhouse sometime overnight. A student found him about an hour ago.
Wait, there was a mistake. I just saw him the other day. Cam is... obviously fine.
If you two would like to talk privately, you can use the office next door, and I'm available anytime just to talk.
If you'd like to go home, you have permission, but Katie, I think you should go as well.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna leave your side. Maya, what would you like to do? Can I practice for my audition?
As the news spreads about Campbell, please let your friends know that there's a team of counselors here to help the school through this difficult time. There's no right way to respond to a suicide. Some of you might feel sadness, grief, anger, guilt. Others may be less affected. All of these emotions are completely normal. But no matter how you feel, the best thing that you can do is stay open. Talk to your parents and your teachers and your friends. And more importantly, listen. Listen to what others have to say. Just know that you're not alone.
So all the Spirit Week's events are canceled.
Why?
Because someone died.
But we were having so much fun.
I'm with Connor.
Guys, it's not my choice. Simpson made the call.
So the whole student body has to suffer because of what one kid decided to do?
Ouch.
I'm sorry, but suicide is selfish. I mean, didn't he think about his family and his friends?
Well, Fiona and I talked to Dr. Tara about what we could do. She mentioned many schools have candlelight vigils, so we're going to organize one for this evening.
As a way to begin the healing and open up discussion.
It's a hell of a lot of candles. It's like, hello, candle store? What? You're all sold out? Oh, man, but we got this whole, like, candlelight vigil thing happening, and it's just like, oh, you know? Yeah. Sorry, guys, I am not good with this stuff.
So why did he do it? Why did Campbell kill himself? I don't get it.
He was obviously depressed.
Why didn't he reach out for help?
Maybe he felt like he couldn't. I mean, he was under a lot of pressure with hockey.
School, too.
Does anyone know if he was getting bullied?
I guess we'll never know.
Dallas! It's gonna be okay.
What? It's gonna be okay?
I don't know what to say.
Say it's our fault. Say we failed him. You and me.
Me?
You knew he had problems. He was crying. He was upset. Why didn't you do something? You should have done something. You did nothing.
Hey, Dad just called. They're on the next flight out of PEI.
Well, they didn't have to cut their trip short. Besides, I think I'm as ready as I'll ever be for my audition.
Maya, you can't audition today.
This is my chance. They never audition 14-year-olds.
Okay, well, maybe we can call about rescheduling.
No, I'm ready to play today.
What would people think?
I don't know. It's not like I've ever been the girlfriend of the guy who killed himself before.
Hi, Mary. I'm so sorry. The student council is holding a candlelight vigil for Cam this evening. Would you like to say a few words?
I don't know.
Look, maybe it would be a good idea for you to speak. The way you're acting is kind of scaring me.
Maybe this will be the best way for you to get through the shock.
What about my audition?
Look, I'm sorry, but you can't do both.
What do people even say at a vigil? How am I supposed to do this, Katie?
Just write what's in your heart, I guess. You want me to get you some water from the vending machine? Okay.
Good morning, Maya Matlin. I'm sorry I had to leave early morning hockey practice, and I didn't want to wake you. You were drooling so cutely. So last night was pretty much the best night ever. Thank you for that. And also, I kidnapped Hoot. If you ever want to see your owl again, meet me on the steps at lunch and we'll negotiate for his safe return.
Hey, I've been looking everywhere for you.
I heard you were speaking at the vigil. Do you need help?
So, you want to be friends all of a sudden?
I know you don't mean that. You're in shock.
Don't tell me what I am. And don't be nice to me just because Cam's dead.
What did it look like, Cam's body?
It looked like a dead kid.
Did it smell?
Yeah, like oregano and petunias. Like, I wasn't up close and personal with it.
Yo, my dad sees dead bodies all the time at work. It's messed up. I mean, he must have been so sick to do something like that. Like, how do you even get your head there?
So, how does your dad deal with the things he sees?
I don't know. I guess he just doesn't take it home with him and forgets.
Wish my brain worked like that.
You gonna go to the vigil?
Claire is, but I'm pretty wiped. I'm probably just gonna go home.
Yeah. Thank God.
I overheard some students saying there was a guy on the roof. Tell us, are you okay?
I'm so messed up. I thought about jumping.
But you didn't.
It's my fault Cam did it. I know how hard it is to be away from home, and he hated hockey, but I didn't care. I still pushed. Should have been easier on him. No one would miss me.
That's not true. Your family, Adam and Drew, your team, Allie. And there must be someone you should stick around for. Good. So I'm gonna need your help so that this never happens again.
I can't help anybody, Fiona.
Yes, you can. Let's start by helping you, okay?
surprised you didn't go to the vigil.
Huh? Well, I didn't want to complicate things for Katie. Hey, I drizzled some caramel on there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you know, if you hadn't found Cam, it probably would have been me. So, thanks for that.
You are welcome, good sir.
Thanks. Is my garden gonna be haunted now?
No. Just me. Hey, you wanna play turbo mode? Yeah, come on, let's play turbo mode. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? I'm great. Well, they found Hoot. Okay, I'll come get you when we're ready. Finally, someone will treat me normally. Not you, too. You hated Cam yesterday.
But I'm the reason that he did it. I told him to get out of your life, and he did. It's all my fault.
Well, that's ridiculous. God.
How are you laughing right now?
I don't know. People keep saying do whatever I feel, but I guess what I feel is wrong because we're all ready to start. You ready to speak? Hey, you ready? Sure. Stupid. This is so stupid. Cam doesn't deserve a candlelight vigil. He made a choice. It was the wrong one. But us standing here, feeling sad like this, everyone blaming themselves, feeling guilty, it's no one's fault. I mean, it's his fault.
Maya, he was sick.
We should have fought.
He was really sick.
He should have fought harder. Or found someone to help. I would have helped him, but he didn't give me the chance. Cam had so many reasons to stay, but instead, he just checked out. Well, fine. But I'm not lighting any candles. And I won't cry. You won't.
Maya.
Maya. I said some bad things to you yesterday. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. It's just sometimes I feel like anger's the only thing I've got.
That's not true. I know it isn't. So you're gonna go see the counselor?
Yeah. I need to. Plus, I got a little encouragement from a friend.
Spirit Week's back on?
Fiona convinced Simpson it'd be a good way to get the school back on track.
And are you still planning on winning, Mike?
All I can do is try.
Hi. Who's next?
He is.
I'm Tara.
Mike Dallas. I'm on Cam's hockey team. I was his captain.
I remember you. Let's talk. Know that you can bend a little to make it through.
There's a star in you.
Are you sure about being here today?
I don't want to miss anything, especially all the weird looks I'm probably gonna get.
Yeah, well, you said a lot of things at the vigil yesterday.
Yes, and I meant all of them.
Okay, well, if you need me,
I know where you live. Got it.
Listen, I'm sorry for being so mean to you the other day.
Thanks. I'm sorry I was so nice. I was trying to help out.
I know.
Thing is, I wanted to be best friends again even before Cam. I just didn't know how to say it.
Well, good. Because I really need my best friend right now.
It's going to be okay, Maya, I promise.
Okay.
Are you getting snot on me?
Sorry.
It's okay, I can take it.
I should probably get to class.
Be the change you want.